is 8:09 here on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Morning. 67 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
Love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340 and those listening on the free WRHI app. If you don't have the app, don't worry. Download it. Take us on the go. You'll be in the know.
And our friends watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103 and Facebook Live. Good morning.
Once a month, York Technical College will swing by these microphones to let us know what's going on campus. Indira Esquiva is with the marketing department. Good morning to you, friend.
Good morning, Lucas and Alex, and to the whole community listening. Good morning.
So we're going to start there on campus, and it's very beautiful on York Tech's campus. And tell us why.
Well, I appreciate you asking. We are very proud of our campus. We, of course, are always expanding and growing, and we have a lot of construction projects. So, excuse that, but really know that we have a lot of exciting projects going on and a lot of upgrades to buildings happening. But with that being said, we also have new banners on campus, and we are very excited about that. We haven't had banners for about a year, I believe. But if you go on our campus, you'll notice that there are new designs, and you don't think about this normally. You see a banner, right? You don't understand the work that goes in, but we're very proud. It was designed in-house. We have over 20 different designs. When you incorporate all the different colors and logos, we showcase our values. We showcase our different divisions. So, and it just, of course, adds some sort of a sense of pride, I guess, when people are on campus and you see it represented in that way.
I was going to ask, to your point, people see a banner, they see it looks good and keep on going. What do you hope when visitors come on campus, what they will get out of this, and plus everyday students who walk by these banners going to and from class?
Well, for one, I hope they learn more about our values and the divisions that we have and the programs that we offer, that it makes them stop and wonder, I may want to learn more about this. And then just to feel a sense of pride to know, hey, this is my school, this is my community. And of course, they were all, I don't know if I already mentioned this, but they were all designed in-house. Mm-hmm. So our team created them, came up with them, ordered them. They were, ordered here locally. So all about supporting our people in our area.
We say that is a purposeful intent when there's a message beyond just the banner. It's deeper beyond that. And to your point, it gives people a chance to stop and really think, okay, yes, I love those values, but what actually was the making of that product? So very special.
Yes.
Absolutely. So we're going to venture, though, now off campus and head to your Chester County campus. Because you have a big open house coming up, right?
That's okay. Right. In fact, if you want to come and check out our new banners, we have them at the Chester Center and on the main
great.
Campus.
Okay.
And we have two open house sessions coming up in October. So that's October 3rd in Chester County from 5 to 7 p.m. and October 26th at our main campus in Rock Hill from 5 to 7 p.m. So this is a chance to come out and you get to meet our instructors. You get to meet our staff. You get to learn about our programs. You get to tour the campus. You really get a good feel of what York Tech has to offer, and see if this is something you want to do, whether it's a credit program, I want to explore a new career, or maybe you just want to take a class or two or do a non-credit program. So it's a really great opportunity. We hope people come out, and it'll be fun as well, and there'll be free food, so come on.
Well, you spoke our language.
That's
we'll
right.
Feed you as well. YorkTech.edu to learn more. My little plug.
We're speaking with Indira Esquiva, who's with the marketing department for York Technical College. Once a month, we just get an update about what's going on campus. Okay, what else is happening that you want our listeners to know?
Yes, another thing we're super excited about is York Tech is getting a mascot. And yes, we're very excited about that. And it has been a process. I mean, we have worked on this for a very long time. We've been very intentional about it, have put a lot of thought and effort in it just to make sure that it's something that represents our students well and something they can be proud of. We just closed out a student survey, so they voted between two options. Will it be a griffin or will it be a wolf? I can't tell you yet.
Oh,
yes!
Come on.
Sorry!
We're going to announce it.
I know. Come on.
The survey just closed.
Okay.
We're not ready to announce. Oh, wah, wah, wah.
We're trying.
A little teaser, but that means you have to come back.
Yes.
And announce. Come back and make a grand announcement for sure.
But it all comes with all new branding too as well in terms of just creating school pride. And that's what Dr. Stacey Moore talked about the last time she was here when she was saying that you're working on this process, that there's really been not a mascot for York Tech. Of course, you have your logo, but not like a mascot. And she was just saying it just kind of brings the campus together, show your school spirit. I mean, you can wear a shirt that says York Tech on it, nothing wrong with it. But if it's got a cool logo and a mascot and designs and some other stuff, more people will be buying in, I guess. And you got so many alumni that also love their school and love to show it off as well. And this is just another way of doing that.
Absolutely. And even the events that we have or the events that we attend, we may not have sports, but we do a lot of events. Mm-hmm. So to be able to dispatch our mascot, to connect mm-hmm. with people, to connect with families, that will, you know, be very special.
Especially kids.
Very true.
They love exactly. a mascot.
And we want them to be familiar with York Tech from when they're very little so that when they grow up, they know exactly where to go.
Gosh, great. And then
that.
I know we've reported on this several times since, but we have not had a chance to talk to you about this grant that you all got from the U.S. Economic Development Administration. Like millions of dollars.
Yeah, $1.6 million to support to support programs in industrial maintenance, machine tool technology, and welding. I mean, all hands-on programs.
And good paying
careers. Yeah, in-demand jobs. And to Alex's point, really, you hit the ground running immediately once you get your degree from York Tech. And a lot of these programs offer the apprenticeship, which I know you all are really big about, where you can work for a company and go to school at the same time, so you're saving time and money.
Exactly, and then you possibly have a job.
Yeah,
after you
totally.
Graduate.
Yeah, but that's
and fine. I always tell people there's a reason why an investment like this is being made. So pay attention.
Okay.
If the federal government is willing to invest $1.6 million, then there's a reason why. And there's obviously opportunity there. And of course, we want to give a special shout out to our Senator Ralph Norman. He has supported this project, and we are very, very grateful because it all comes back to our community.
Yeah, the congressman
always
keeps an eye out for the folks that he covers here in our community. And thanks for getting us some money. We certainly appreciate
we
it.
We always like that.
Yeah, we sure do. Oh, man. All right. Well, you can check out more things happening on the campus of York Technical College by attending those two open houses, the one on Tuesday, October the 3rd in Chester, and then, of course, the one on October the 26th in Rock Hill. Perfect. And dear Esquiva, as always, friend, we certainly appreciate the conversation, and check out York Tech the next time you can.